Okay, everybody. So, here I am, being faced with yet another stupid invention by those idiots that founded this strange thing called humanity on planet Earth. Here's the deal. I mean, here I am. Having been born and raised Dutch, well, I'm not born in the Netherlands, but I'm Dutch, as you undoubtedly will be able to hear by my accent, I'm not American, I'm not born in Britain, I'm not Australian, and I'm not Canadian or any other English-speaking country in the world. I've not been born in any of these countries, and I'm definitely have not been raised speaking any other language than Dutch as a default, main native language. So the problem is, should I do this podcasting thing for my local friends, my close friends who are all speaking Dutch? Should I record this for my relatives, who are, most of them are living in the Netherlands? Well, actually, that's not true. Most of them are out of the Netherlands by now. They're all moving out of here because the country is, it's just a small place here, and people are getting fed up with this whole, it doesn't really matter anymore where you live. And that's why I think language is a stupid invention, basically. I mean, we have been, well, as it turns out, we have this network, we have the internet, and of all people, it's basically founded by people who have once came from the Netherlands, many of them at least. I know even my grandparents are Americans who came from the Netherlands and moved there and started businesses in America, in the United States of America. Actually, one of my grand-grandfathers started the railroad thing in the United States, actually. So it's kind of funny because it's just part of my heritage, basically. My parents and my grandparents are—they're all Dutch. They've been raised in the Netherlands. So, but as I was saying, here we have the internet now, and the internet is kind of a network thing that's worldwide. But the base language on this network is actually English or American, mostly. So what should I do then? Should we, as a world, just turn to speaking and writing in English? Is this language actually better than other languages? Should I forget to speak and write Dutch? Should I just forget about the language? Is this the way we should go as a people, as a world? Why do we even have these languages anymore? I mean, why are there even barriers left, you know? this world should be one. We should be a people on a planet that should not be separated by languages or religion anyway. You know, it's like the John Lennon song, Imagine. You know, it's why do we need these barriers? Are they necessary at all? Well, they aren't anymore, that's for sure, especially within podcasting. Who needs them? You know, do I want to reach my close friends and relatives and the people around me, or do I want to speak to as many people as possible? And therefore, therefore I not be speaking in English then? You know, it's a stupid thing when you think of it. And I'm kind of worried here. I'm wondering, should I move out of this country actually? Because should I forget about the slang and the jokes that are all based on Dutch language? Should I forget about the rules of this language? Should I just erase this part of my memory and my upbringing and my school education? Should I just forget about all the Dutch things, the funny things about the Dutch language? Well, in my case, I've noticed that even there are things I can't even say in Dutch that I can say in English, and vice versa. There are words that cannot be translated. There are things we say we can't possibly ever translate into Dutch, or vice versa. We can't just erase the language. There's something there, and it's kind of hard to put this even in words. There are just, how do we solve this problem, man? It's getting to be a problem, really. I mean, do we need this separation? I'm wondering, what should I do? Should I just forget about my upbringing, my parents having, well, they both moved out of this country now. They're not living here. They're not living in the Netherlands anymore. Many of my relatives have moved out of the Netherlands. They're all, the world is an open space now, mostly. And I think people are forgetting this. People are forgetting that this is actually a big fucking issue. So I'm being faced with this problem. It is a problem, really. Well, there are more and more English words being included in Dutch, actually. So it's not really, it's kind of our second language now. I mean, we see, I'm downloading each and every new episode of several TV series, because the Dutch television won't show them in time, and I'm being impatient here. I can't wait to see the next episode of 24, you know. So I'm not waiting for the stupid subtitles. I hate them. And I know many people who do here. They just don't like them. They mess up your screen. And who needs them? We can understand English now. Even the government here is not understanding this part of the the youth we have in the Netherlands. The youth is able to understand English much better than my parents even. So this problem is getting to be bigger and bigger in here over here in the Netherlands. I don't know what it is like in France or in Germany or countries like that around us here in Europe or Sweden even. I don't know how much of a problem it will be there, but since the Netherlands is quite a we've been one of the, well, it's a wired country, let me tell you. This is a broadband country, the Netherlands. We have, there are only a few of us left here that don't have internet access, fast internet access. So, sorry, I'm sniffing here, I'm having a cold, and well, I don't give a shit anymore, you know? It's just fucked up. Okay. Well, that was just a thing I wanted to get out of my system here. So, you just think about it. You, all of you around the world, go and think about this. For once, you know? What are we gonna tell those aliens when they finally get to speak to us, actually communicate with us? What, in what language will we talk to them, if we ever will, you know? What is the language to be spoken actually on this planet, and why are we still facing such trivial, small, stupid problems? They are the result of idiots who founded this ludicrous joke that is humanity, right? What kind of fool would ever do this, man?